Well, a U.S. assassination drone attack has killed over a dozen people in eastern Afghanistan. Civilians, including women and children, are among the victims. Now, the attack took place in Kunar province on Saturday. Local officials say at least 16 people lost their lives, including 12 civilians. A spokeswoman for U.S.-led foreign forces has confirmed the attack, but she said, quote, only enemy forces were killed. Afghan President Hamid Karzai has condemned the strike and said all those killed were civilians. He said attacking women and children is against international norms. Civilian casualties at the hands of foreign forces have been a source of tension between Kabul and U.S.-led forces. Foreign troops have continued to cause such casualties despite strong warnings by Afghan authorities to avoid them. Switching over to Kabul, joined by Press TV's correspondent Faiz Khorshid. Faiz, good to see you again. Faiz, another drone attack, another condemnation, and another time that the Afghan officials are saying that they were civilians, and of course the U.S.-led forces are saying that they were militants. Fill us in on the latest in this situation, please.
Marzia, drone strikes have always been a bone of contention between Kabul and Washington. And this latest attack has yet again left great outrage behind in this country. The families of the victims, tribal elders, lawmakers, and President Hamid Karzai have strongly condemned the attack. To President Hamid Karzai, these deaths are a big tragedy. But the families of the victims went further than this. They blamed the presence of foreign troops for the immense sadness. They want the foreign troops, especially American forces, to leave their country now. But this is not something new. We do know that this latest attack killed 16 civilians. All of them were civilians. The U.S. military has confirmed this, but they interestingly described those little kids as militants. But you may remember that such attacks continue to rise in this country. And just 7 months ago, a U.S. airstrike, again in the same region, killed as many as 12 people. In that attack prompted President Hamid Karzai to order the Afghan forces not to call in U.S. air support anymore, but that call did not help. In April, another U.S. drone attack killed at least 10 people, again in the same region in Kunar province. So there are still fears of more civilian deaths by U.S. drone strikes, because it's not only anymore the U.S., it's also its major ally, Britain, that continued to launch more and more strikes, especially drone attacks, in this war-torn country. So the Afghan people are deeply worried about this, and many here believe that the Afghan people should brace themselves for even tougher times to come here.
Aro, thank you so much for that update out of Kabul. Faiz Khorshid, Press TV's correspondent there.